time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
I remember a talk from my college days where the speaker shared his experience of a tour through a prison with the warden. After seeing many hardened criminals, he and the warden passed in front of a mirror, and the warden, looking at their own images, blurted out, "There stand a couple of murderers." "Really?" I thought. "Are we all potential murderers? Given the news of late, it sure seems so." The shooting earlier this week at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin is a painful reminder once again that America continues to be a violent place. While we are not the most violent country on Earth, we are far from the least violent. Our homicide rate is about 4.5 per 100,000 people, while Colombia's is 62.7 per 100,000. On the other hand, England has a homicide rate of about 1.4 per 100,000, so you're about 3 times as likely to get murdered in the U.S. as compared to England. Some blame our lack of gun control. I think it is time we talk about the logic of allowing the unchecked flow of weapons like handguns and assault rifles, which have nothing to do with hunting or shooting clay pigeons and everything to do with shooting people. One thing that puzzles me, the American right is filled with all sorts of people who identify themselves strongly with conservative Christianity. Those conservatives claim to take the Bible literally, but seem to have blinders on when it comes to the teachings of their master. For example, Jesus said in his Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy." When I confront a Christian who loves guns with such teachings from the man whom they claim to follow, they often invoke the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Why the sudden switch from Jesus to Second Amendment? Just about a year ago, a pastor in Baltimore said, "If the criminals have guns, then we need to have them." Really? Is that what Jesus taught? In the same Sermon on the Mount, Jesus continues, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you," and so on. Later in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus scolded one of his disciples who drew a sword in order to keep Jesus from being arrested. Jesus said, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword." Would not the modern-day translation be, "Put your gun away, for all who take the gun will perish by the gun"? When tragic shootings occur like those in Aurora and Oak Creek, we tend to blame guns, crazy people, bad movies, veterans, or their mistreatment, skinhead, rock bands, etc., etc. But blaming will not end the carnage. It is much easier to condemn the evil acts of others than to root out violence from one's own heart and mind. Until we do the latter, gun violence is likely to continue. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.